We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blessed greetings and love, Bobby Hustle. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Carlos. Good to be here.
Yeah, man. It's nice to hear your voice, man. You're doing a lot of work out there, a lot of stuff. So you were a Seattle artist, and now you live in Los Angeles, right?
That is correct, man. I'm baby-faced to Los Angeles right now. I mean, obviously, I've been here a few times on tour and things like that, doing some work here and there, but to actually be located here, yeah. It's a new feeling, and I like it so far, man. It's really nice. It's 75 degrees and sunny outside compared to Seattle.
For sure.
That's a nice step up.
That's some nice Southern California love. So who is Bobby Hustle, and where is Bobby Hustle coming from? Some of our listeners may not know who Bobby Hustle is.
Sure, man, yeah. Like you said, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, so I'm a Northwest kid. I'm still a West Coast kid, but I'm a Northwest kid.
All right.
And I grew up... for some strange reason, unbeknownst to me or my homies, we fell in love with reggae from an early age. One of my homies' older brothers was a big fan of some of the early 2000 reggae happenings, like Roots on Fire and SZA and Capleton and
the Fireman Squad. Happening. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that movement happening like, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And we were just like real young kids, so when we got exposed to that, for some reason it just hit a vein and went straight to the heart, and I fell in love, got addicted, I got reggae myelitis, and here I am, flash forward a couple decades. I've been recording and releasing music for about 10 years now. I've traveled all over the world thanks to reggae, and yeah, I'm stoked to make Southern California my new home.
Awesome, 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 awesome. I know one of your first records, I think I first met you at the Sierra Nevada World Music Festival like 5 or 6 years ago, and you had an album, and every song on the album was like a ganja tune, or almost every song was a ganja tune. So you love singing ganja tunes.
You know, that was definitely, I can't say was, it's a passion of mine, for
right.
sure. I'm a ganja man, for sure. I'm not going to
Me too.
Not gonna hide
Me
the talk.
Too. Me too.
But I definitely I wouldn't say that Bobby Hustle was limited to that.
No, you're definitely not.
That's definitely a topic that people appreciate a Bobby Hustle song about, you know?
Yeah.
I thought
you can always count on Bobby Hustle for a good ganja tune, for sure.
You can. You definitely can. But don't expect that alone. You know?
Right.
I'm not limited to that. I do a lot of different things.
Yeah, you just sent us a last song, your latest single, "The Wall." It's kind of a love song, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a love song that deals with, you know, sort of the political atmosphere that we're in right now. I recorded the song while I was in Costa Rica. That's a long story too, that I was down there for an extended stay,
and right.
Ended up meeting some artists and things like that, and there was a Mexican artist who was on tour down there, and I linked up with him in San Jose.
Okay.
And we came up with this concept. We just were talking about politics and Trump and what everything, you know,
yeah,
is coming to, and we came up with this concept about writing a song like, imagine if you had a lover as a Mexican, if you had a lover in the U.S. and you couldn't see them, or vice versa.
Right.
You know, so we both wrote from our different perspectives, and the song came out. It's called "The Wall." It hasn't. It officially releases on February 8th.
Right on. All right. And you've done some collaborations with some other bands. You did a track with The Movement on their album "Golden," right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great song. Yeah. We played that a lot on Bob Radio there for a while. The Habit, I believe it's called.
Yep, Habit 2016. It's a remix of their really, really big song that they had from about a decade ago.
Oh, wow.
Called Habit. And, yeah, that came out. It racked up tons of views, and people were loving the tune, and they were thinking about how could they reinvent the song and give it kind of a new edge, so they put me and Collie Buds on it. And, yeah, it was a really cool experience.
It was a fun song. It was definitely a fun song. Definitely a fun song. Now, so how many albums do you have right now, or EPs or releases that have the Bobby Hustle name?
Well, let's see. I have two EPs that have come out. One's a 5-track EP that came out in 2011, which is called Always on the Hustle. Then I have a mixtape that did really, really well in 2013. That's an all vinyl mixtape. So it's me singing a bunch of my songs that I've recorded for different producers all over the world on different rhythm runs.
Nice.
But I was re-singing them over classic vinyl rhythms from, you know, the 70s and 80s
and
way back there,
to
give a little bit of a little bit of a classical texture to the thing. And then in 2015 I released my first debut album, which is called It's the Hustle. And then I had kind of a 2-year hiatus fighting drug trafficking charges in Costa Rica in 2016 and 17.
Yes,
but I was found not guilty. And finally got my passport back and came home. And in 2018, I released another EP called Can't Hold Me, which kind of is a collection of some works that I was working on while I was down there in Costa Rica. So now it's 2019, and I got a bunch of projects in the works.
That is awesome. That's amazing. Well, you're definitely hustling, and you're definitely doing a lot of work out there. You're getting mixed up with the right crowd. A lot of shows, a lot of stuff going on. Now you're in L.A., and definitely, I know you're going to be turning some gears over there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got a thing coming up on February 2nd. I'm playing up at Pacifica on the Bay Area with Mystic Roots and RSNY and Gel Warrior Shelter.
Nice.
And it's going to be a really nice show February 2nd, Saturday, February 2nd, and then... on February 15th, I'm playing in Bellflower in Los Angeles area. So I'm playing with a live band and everything. So if you're interested, you guys come check that out for sure.
Yeah, that's not too far for you San Diego people. It's just south of Long Beach, I believe, right?
I think it's due east or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's right over there.
It's right on the highway. You guys can make it up there. Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to say you guys can link up with me on the social networks to find out more specifics about the show. I don't have the information in front of me, so.
I'll get the info from you. We'll post the show on our website so our listeners can find it, and that's next weekend, and we'll get it up there. And if they did want to find you on social media, how would they find Bobby Hustle on social media?
Well, for sure, I'm on everything from Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, everything. Just type in Bobby Hustle. That's B-O-B-B-Y Hustle. Run fast, work hard. H-U-S-T-L-E. And you can find me on everything. Facebook, Instagram.
Awesome, 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 man. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Get to know a little bit about your background, your music works, what kind of shows you're doing, and what's going on in the future. And we know you're working in LA, but and the touring and stuff. Any like big things happening that you're excited about that you can let us know about?
Well, yeah, actually, at the very moment, I'm putting together a band right now, so the San Diego area can definitely expect to see me soon in a live setting, and I'm super excited to share that with you. I've got a couple gigs coming up here, like I said, then I'm going out to the East Coast for a couple gigs in March, and I'm just putting in the work, man.
Beautiful.
I know we briefly glossed over the whole experience of being in Costa Rica, but it's taken a minute to get back, you know.
Yeah,
I'm trying get my feet underneath me. So, but I'm here, man, and I'm back, and I'm putting in the work, just like the name says. So,
I love it. Well, we're gonna keep on supporting you, Bobby Hustle. We look forward to your work. We'll get the wall on. We'll play it, and people can feel that tune.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carlos.
Yeah, man. Enough respect.
Yeah, big up yourself.
All right, cool.
Up, up.
Arco Gas improves engine performance.
How do you know?
It's written all over your face.
Oh, right.
Is that permanent marker?
It's actually a tattoo. My mom is so mad.
Arco. Improves engine performance.
Driving performance resulting from engine cleanliness.